Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
We are at Hebrew chapter 7 now.
我们现在在希伯来书的第七章。
Let me get my thingy. We've been talking about Hebrews, and the theme of Hebrews is the superiority of a Christ.
我们讲希伯来书讲的就是耶稣基督的至高。
And the whole book of Hebrews is written for someone, especially the Jewish Christians at that time who are going through some trials and troubles and difficulties with the temptation to go back to their old way of life, which is Judaism.
希伯来书是对这些犹太教的基督徒，是他们有的时候会面对一些是否要回到犹太教的这样的诱惑的情况下写的。
Right, we've been going through 6 chapters and we talk about the superiority of Christ over angels, Moses, and Joshua, and he's able to give a perfect peace for us. And he urges us, the author of Hebrews, to stay put in Christ.
在这里面我们讲了耶稣基督他是超越约书亚、超越摩西、超越这些先知，超越这些一切。甚至在这里作者也强调到说，激烈的邀请我们去说我们要去留在基督里面。
And it's actually totally relevant for the 21st century Christians these days.
对现代的基督徒同样也是这样的一个处境。
And when you and I are going through and will be going through, if have not, through trials and tribulations and problems and issues in your life, in your family, and maybe in your country.
我们在生活中会面对不同的，在如果在我们的家里或者是在不同的地方，我们会面对不断的一些逼迫或者患难。
The temptation is always there to go back to your old life.
在这种处境中，我们总会有这样的诱惑去回到我们原来的生活。
You have seen a lot of people who used to be in the church for a long time. They hear, they worship, they're very active, they do all these kind of things. Boom, they got a baby, they're gone.
我们看到很多人在他们生孩子之前呢，他们是非常在教会里积极的，会做各种的事情。
But they're gone, of course, and they have a baby, you're busy, but they're gone forever.
但是当然，他们有孩子当然要忙，但是很多情况下他们就是永远的离开了这边。Not
just the kids. Maybe you're going through some issues and you don't trust the Lord anymore. You think this Christianity doesn't work for me anymore. I'm going back to my way of life.
可能不只是这种外界因素，有的时候我们可能也是说，突然我们觉得，基督教对我来说并不管用，我不信神了，所以我回到我原来的生活之中。
So the Hebrews is for you.
希伯来书是对你，对我的。Okay,
let's read the whole chapter.
我们来读这一章的整章。Chapter
7 is not that easy to understand.
这个第七章不是那么容易的理解。This
thing is on, is off. And I'm going to put all the Chinese words in there. I'm going to just read in English, then we pray.
牧师会读英文，然后中文会放在上面。我会读完之后，我们一起来祷告。You
want to read it?
English?
I read it. All right, chapter 7. For this, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him, Abraham's appointed a tenth part of everything. He's the first, then translation of his name, King of Righteousness, and then he's also the King of Salem, that is King of Peace. He's without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils, and those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers. Though these also are descendants of Abraham, from Abraham, but this man who does not have his descent from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond this dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, tithes are received by mortal man, but in other case, by one of whom that is testified that he lives. One might even say that the Levite himself received tithe, paid tithe through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Verse 11. Now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under its people received the law, what further need would it have been for another priest to rise after the order of Melchizedek rather than one named after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belong to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For this is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not on the basis of legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of indestructible life, for it is witnessed of him, you are the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And for on the other hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, better hope is introduced, through which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath, for those who formerly become priests were made such without an oath. But this one was made a priest with one oath by the one who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever. This makes Jesus a guarantor of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number, but they were prevented by death from continuing office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the utmost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it is indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no end, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in the weakness as high priests, but the word of oath, which came later than the law, points a son who has been made perfect forever. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for the words.
我们在天父来到你面前，感谢你赐下今天的话语。
Oh, give us a faith that in even today, in the 21st century, you still speak.
给我们这样的信心，即使在二十一世纪的今天，你也是说话的神。
Oh, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, my Lord.
用我嘴里的话，还有心中所想的，都能够在你面前蒙悦呢。
Oh, my Lord, you are my Savior, and you are my Redeemer.
你是我的救主，也是我的救赎主。
Bless our hour in front of you. Talk to us. Open our heart. Stir our spirit.
搅乱我们，让我们的心能够被感动，然后对我们的心讲话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen. So the whole chapter is not that easy to understand. I mean, the whole thing revolves around priests.
整个章节来说不是特别容易理解。这整个章节讲到一个祭司的职分。
The book of Hebrews is talking about the kings and priests sounds so irrelevant for these days. When you get on the street, you don't ask about priests and kings.
这个整个书里面讲到王还有这个祭司，当你在街上走的时候，你问一个人，这些人他都不知道你在说什么。
And July 1st is coming. We got rid of the king many, many years ago. The last one is George III, right? You know.The king is gone.
独立日也马上到了。我们上很久之前，我们把这个王给丢掉了。就最后一个王，在我们认知里面就是乔治三世。
Who need a priest anyways?
谁需要祭司呢
？So probably before we really get to the text, we want to know what does even mean by being the priest. Why is it so significant for us?
在我们讲更多之前，我们要花些时间说这个祭司到底是什么，他为什么对我来说很重要。
In the Bible, the priest functions as an advocate for his people.
所以祭司在圣经里面讲的是他是代表人。
Apparently, they are representing the people.
代表这个当地的人。对于神。
Right. The advocate is not very easy to translate, even in Chinese and in English.I mean, it can function so many different ways. It can be your legal representative.
advocate 这个词在中文和英文都不是特别好去解释。它在法律意义上来讲，它可以说是代表你去做一定的辩护。
You're in front of a court and going through the trial. Your advocate is your defendant attorney.
就在法庭的一个场景下呢，advocate 这个词是一个说你的辩护律师。
Jake would tell you, "Don't go to court by yourself," right? And you would say that.
如果你跟 Jake 讲话，Jake 说你不要去自己一个人去面对这个
And when
法庭
的
审
you have a
判。
need, you want someone to speak with about advices, consultations, opinions, ideas. That's your advocate as well.
就在这种法律的一个处境下呢，你需要有人去讲你的主意，讲你说你要该干什么，给你一些策略。这个人就是你的 advocate。
So you do need someone to defend you.
你需要有人去为你做辩护。
You do need someone to give to offer help.
然后也需要有人给你提供一定的帮助。
You do need someone to fight on your behalf.
也需要有人为你去做一定的辩论和征战。
And you need someone by your side, on your side to help you.
也需要有人是和你站在一起的，一起去面对这个事情。
Listen to you.
Pray
for you.
听你讲，为你去祷告。
Those are all advocates.
这些都是一个 advocate 在做的一个事情。
All of a sudden.The word priest is not irrelevant anymore because everyone needs it.
就我们当我们这样去看的时候，发现这个词语已经不太重要，因为我们发现我们都需要这样的一个人。
So let's go to the chapter.
我们来花些时间再回到圣经里面来。
In the first six chapters, and I mean in the last chapter, chapter six, this guy Melchizedek was introduced.
在六诗篇，在这个希伯来书六章里面，麦基洗德被介绍来。
You remember chapter six at the end of chapter six, they says we really need to put the anchor of our life onto Christ. That's 6:19, I believe.
在希伯来书六章十九节里面讲到，是我们需要把这个如同把灵魂的锚放在基督里面。
Yeah, we have this as a sure and a steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. We're talking about the anchor of our soul onto Christ.
在这节里面讲的时候，我们有着指望，且进入幔，有如灵童灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且投入幔内。
The author gives some reasons for that. First of all, God made a promise. Second of all, God doesn't lie. Third of all, God gave a son, who is going to serve as high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
所以在这里面，我们看到说，上帝给了我们一定的应许，并且他让他的让他的儿子在这里面成为人，然后。就成为了我们的。
Then chapter seven, Melchizedek, the topic of Melchizedek continues.
在七章麦基洗德，我们又继续的在讨论麦基洗德。
This guy is very, very interesting.
他很有意思。
Because his name is only mentioned three times in the whole Bible.
在整个圣经里，他的名字只被提到三次。
Including the this time in Hebrew chapter seven.
包括这里面，算在这以内。
And the author gives a little summary in the first three verses, who Melchizedek was.
在第一节到第三节里面给了一个很简短的介绍，这个麦基洗德到底是谁。
If you really want to go back to see the record, go back to Genesis 14, I believe verse 18 to 21.
在创世纪的十四章十八到二十一节里面有讲到他更详细的介绍。
Well, remember over there, there's some evil kings and took on, went through all the lands and took all the possessions of the people and it took Lot, which is nephew of Abraham, captive. So Abraham assembled an army, which is only 318 people, fought against all the kings and took Lot back and got all the spoils.Got all the possessions back.
所以在这里面，我们看到，在创世纪里面有五个王，他们聚集在一起去掳掠各地的人，然后把这个罗德也掳掠了。所以亚伯拉罕呢，他召集了318个人呢，去和这五个王打仗，并且赢了，然后把这些所有掳掠的物都给掳了回来。
In chapter 14, the king of Sodom, not the Salem, Sodom came to meet him, and they came up with some kind of negotiation.Something like those. Right in the middle of the verses, there's a guy called Melchizedek. He showed up from middle of nowhere. He just basically popped in. He showed up. He brought some bread and wine to just give it to Abraham, and took a tenth of all the spoils or possessions from Abraham. And he popped out of the picture.
所以在这里面，在这之后呢，索多玛王有进入到这个故事里，然后并且就跟亚伯拉罕去谈一些条件。但这个里面，麦基洗德就在这个过程中突然从不知道哪里出现了，他带了面包和酒，然后和亚伯拉罕一起去享用，然后亚伯拉罕把十分之一的谷物献给了麦基洗德。
It's very, very odd because you take these three verses out of the whole narrative of the story. It doesn't change anything.
就很有意思是，如果我们把这三节讲述麦基洗德的经文拿开呢，它并不影响这个故事的走向。
This name never showed up anywhere in the Bible anymore until Psalm 110. That's 1,000 years.After he first showed up in Abraham's time,
是从那以后，直到一千年之内，直到诗篇一百一十篇出现之前呢，这个名字再也没有被提说过。
Very, very interesting.
很有意思。
Very, very odd.
对，很有意思。
Well, that's the biblical data we have now.
这是圣经上所写的，我们拥有的一些关于他的记录。
Oh, Jewish people like this guy very much. I mean, you go to the Apocrypha.The second book of Enoch, and I mean that Melchizedek was described as the new prophet and prophesied the coming of God and all that type of things. It's a very, very interesting figure, but not in the scripture.
在圣经以外的记录里面，犹太人他们在以诺书里面写到说，麦基洗德他是个祭司，他是一个上帝的代表，然后讲述了很多很有意思的事情。
But no matter what, the reason he was introduced in chapter 7.Is to highlight. This is the key thing. Is to highlight. Jesus is serving as a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. That's the point.
不论如何，在这第七章里面，他突然出现呢，就是为了让我们去看到一个耶稣，他一个超越的一个祭司的形象，就像麦基洗德的等次一样。
Okay, so Melchizedek's name is called righteousness.
他的名字就叫做公义。
And his name is peace because the king of Salem. Salem is peace, or Hebrew is called shalom.
因为他叫沙龙王，他的意思呢就是和平，在希伯来文他是沙龙。
It said it's the king of Jerusalem. He's the king of Jerusalem.
所以他就是
of peace.
耶路撒冷就是沙龙王，就是这个王。
That's his name.
这是他的名字。
And he does not have a mother. He does not have a father. No genealogy.
没有任何关于他从哪来、他的父母的记载。
It's not necessarily saying that this guy just like popped, like, you know, came from nowhere and all. The way it is saying is that this particular guy, the way he appeared in the Bible, does not give us any information about where he's coming from. That's why we don't know his dad, we don't know his mom, we do not have a genealogy for this guy. He's the type for eternity because he has no beginning.And no end.
所以在这里面，圣经里面没有对他的父母有任何记载，不是说他突然从哪里出生了，而是在这里面让我们看到了一个说没有记录他从哪来，没有记录他往哪里去，让我们看到了一个永恒的一个画面。
I'm jump a little bit ahead of time, but see, we just said that Jesus serving the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Even Melchizedek doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. Jesus is serving a priest in that order.Which is totally different from Levitical priesthood, which requires the Levite tradition heredity.
所以我们往前走一点，看看呢，说耶稣他是麦基洗德等次什么意思呢？就像麦基洗德他在圣经里没有记录他是无始无终，耶稣他是也是在给我们一个看到一个耶稣他就是没有开始也没有结束的一个画面。
It's foreshadowing the qualification of Christ as a high priest.
就是麦基洗德去让我们看到提前看到了耶稣他的祭司的职位是一个什么样子。
Okay, the first three verses basically give a summary of who Melchizedek was. And from verse 4 to 10, the author of Hebrews basically delineate, give you his explanation why he's superior over the old Levitical priesthood.
所以在一到三节里面我们讲了大概他是谁什么样的状况，在四到十节里面我们看到他给了我们一些详细的概述，说为什么耶稣是超越立位人等次的祭司。
He introduced the tithing system.
他讲到了说这个十一奉献的这个系统。
So remember Abraham gave a tithe to this guy?
你们记得亚伯拉罕在这里面他把他十分之一的谷物给了他吗？
So usually when you tithe to someone, usually,When you tithe to someone, it's a sign of a recognition of superiority.
所以不管我们在什么时候把十一给一个人或者任何一个事物的时候，这就是告诉表示我们的位分是比他要低的。
Because you pay.
因为我们要付一些钱。
But verse 5 is saying, wait a second, the Levites take tithe as well. They are not superior over the other tribes.
等一下，我们看一下利未人在他在里面也看到说，他也是取十一奉献，他也是在以色列人当中的。
I hope you know what I'm talking about. Levites, you know Abraham. He's the father of all the Jewish people, right? The Jewish nation. Out of Abraham, you have who?
Isaac.
The son, Isaac. Isaac has two sons, right? Names are Esau, Jacob. Out of Jacob, you have how many kids? 12. 12 tribes, one of whom is Levi. Out of Levi, you have this priesthood. Okay, so I hopefully don't lose you.
所以简单的再跟大家复习一下，亚伯拉罕的是什么呢？亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各和以扫，在雅各又生了十二个支派，其中一个支派就是利未人，在这利未人的支派里面，他们出就是他们就是供做一个祭司的一个位分。
When I was talking about the chapter 7 at Pittsburgh, someone we have a huge Jewish population over there. Talking about the chapter 7. 30 minutes into the conversation, I was talking about Levi. He was thinking about the dean of the medical school, whose last name was Levi.
所以在匹兹堡的时候，我为什么要跟大家讲这一些呢？就是有一个人呢，在那里坐了30分钟之后，他以为我在讲他们学校的院长，因为他学校院长的名字就是Levi.
Not Levi, Levine.
Levine, 就是这个利未的一个意思。
And Blake over there, his last name is Levine as well.
我们那个 Tyler 还有他们的姓就是 Levine.
So that's for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the 12 tribes. Okay, the high priesthood is coming from a particular line of genealogy.
所以我们看到说，祭司的位份里必须是要从这个血缘的，从利未的这个支派里出来的。
And the tribe of Levi did not have a land, right? Everybody has a land. They can raise and your crops, and they can make money. And the tribe of Levi take 10th off of each tribe to raise themselves.
所以你看到，在我们以色列人分地的时候，利未人是没有被分到任何地的，而是在每一个支派的所属地当中有分十分之一给这些利未人，供他们居住。So
they take a tithe because the order of the law.
他们拿。That's
how it's done.
他们拿十一奉献，不是因为其他支派比他更小，而是因为根据上帝给他们的律法，所以他们拿取这样十一的奉献。The
verse 5 to 10 is. The argument from verse 5 to 10 is like this, okay? The Levites, yes, they are taking tithe, but they're taking tithe by the order of the law, okay? But Melchizedek is taking tithe not by the order of law, but by the order of a superiority, because all the Levites who are in Abraham at that time give tithe to Melchizedek. That shows Melchizedek is much superior over the whole Levitical priesthood.
所以在这里面我们看到，如果有一个讲法是说利未人他们拿十分之一的奉献，不是因为他们更高，而是因为律法的缘故。麦基喜德在这里面拿取十一的奉献，不是因为律法的缘故，而是因为他是比亚伯拉罕更高的。所以在这个情况下，利未人又从亚伯拉罕里面出来，所以我们看到说，其实麦基喜德的等次是比利未人更高的。
Pretty good.
Thank you.
You got that one, yeah. The verse 8, in other case, tithe received by mortal man. These people are come and go. They are mortal. But in the other case, in the case of Melchizedek, in this verse, by one of whom it is testified that he lived. So this guy, Melchizedek, he didn't have a beginning and the end. He lives. So he takes the tithe all the time from Abraham.
所以在这第七节里面有讲到说，这些祭司所谓利未人的祭司，他们都是有始有终会死的。但是在这里面有一个说法说，做见证的说他是活的，所以他一直都是在去向别人去收取这十一的这样的奉献。
Okay, that's first 10 verses, boring, isn't it?
所以这前十节是比较无聊。But
the argument is there. Hopefully you can follow me. So that's the first point, the significance of a Melchizedek.
所以这个就是希望你们能够记住这个 argument， 然后这个就是麦基洗德等次的一个重要性，为什么是这样？The
point is, Jesus is the high priest by the order of Melchizedek, which is much superior over the Levitical priesthood. Okay,
所以
that's the point.
这个它的重点，前十节的重点就是在讲说，耶稣他是一个超越利未人祭司的一个职分，并且他就是这个样子。
Then the author started expanding his argument toward other areas of the priesthood.
我们看到这个作者在十一节往后又展开了去讲，就从其他的角度去讲说，为什么他超越了麦基洗德。
So from verse 11 to verse 19, I give you the summary. It shows that Christ.Is superior, is sufficient.
在十一节到十和十九节上面讲到说，耶稣基督他是足够的。
He's talking about the job of the priesthood. You know what priest does?
我们讲到了说，他就在里面描述了这些祭司做什么。你知道祭司做什么的吗
？Priest basically take all the animals. I mean, they are basically a slaughterhouse. I mean, the blood everywhere. What do they do?They're not, you're not making money out of the meat, but they take all the sacrifice, the animals, they offer it to God for the sake of people's sin. So he does that to represent everyone who are sinners and Israelites to offer sacrifice to the supreme God, Lord, to hopefully to help the people to gain access to God.That's what the priesthood was.
所以讲的话呢，就是这些祭司每天在做什么？他就像一个屠杀场一样，他们以色列人会把这动物带到那里，他们会把它杀掉，然后烧掉，然后并且他们也不会去这样去做，他就是烧掉去为神去献祭，为这些人的罪。然后在这个过程中，就把这个人的罪给代替了之后，好让这些人可以回到上帝的面前，得到上帝的一些。
So in all these verses, I'm just going to focus on two words that we're just trying to unpack for you.
我只会花两花时间在两节经文上面。
Yeah, verse 11. Now, if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, what further need would have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek? So basically, the author asked that question: If the priesthood is perfect.You don't need anything else. So just because it's not perfect, you need another line of a priesthood. That's basically what verse 11 is.
在十一节里面讲到说，从前百姓在利未人祭司职任下已受了法律。倘若这职任能够完全，又何兴起另外一位祭司，照麦基洗德等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？基本上在讲的就是说，如果这个祭司的职分完全的话，那我们为什么还需要其他的？十分呢？但是如果它不完全，所以我们需要像耶稣基督这样一位祭司。
The key word is perfection. If you understand that, you got a key to the whole verse.
重点是就是完全。
What does it mean by perfection?
它什么意思呢
？Oh yeah, perfection is complete. It's great. That's what it means. But beyond that, in the whole context of the Old Testament, perfection means.You have a complete and direct access to God with a right relationship with God. Okay, you translate, I will unpack a little bit more.
我们要花些时间花这个重点完全是什么意思？就是它是一个完美的好的。在旧约里面讲到说，就是神和神没有任何阻碍的一个沟通和连接。
I can come to God without being condemned, without being charged. That's perfect relationship with the supreme, holy, high, most high God. That's perfection.
就是我可以来到上帝的面前，不会被定罪，然后并且我是一个无可指责的一个状态，来到神这个至高的神面前，就是完全。
Give a definition again. Access to and the right relationship with God.
就是我们可以有这样和神一个无阻碍的一个关系的，就是完全。
We are all imperfect. We know we have problems. I mean, this guy, if he really knows the law, and he does, he probably can, you're able to charge everybody over here. Ever since we just came up, you know, get out of the bed, we probably broke some law somewhere along the way, right? Something.
所以我们都是一个不完全的。如果我们让 Jake 去真的花些时间，他很懂律法吧。对每个人做一些调查的话，他可能，我们可能每个人都有可能会被定罪。
If you and I, for whatever reason, were put in the courtroom, we will be found guilty for something.
他说，不管我们每个人，任何人来到这个上帝的审判的事面前的时候，我们肯定是会被他定罪，肯定是有一些是不完美的。
We are always guilty.
我们总是
We couldn't even meet the standards of our own standards.
我们总是一个就是有罪疚的，因为我们自己的一些标准我们都没有办法达到。
Things we should have done we didn't do.
我们应该做但没做的事。
We said something we shouldn't have said.We did something bad. We have bad thoughts. We have all different kind of issues.
做不该做的事，然后想不该想的事情，我们总会有不断的事情让我们被定罪。
If there is a God, which there is, if there is a holy God, which there is,
如果呢有个神，然后这也是有的。如果他是一个神圣的神，那他也是。
Standing in front of him is nearly impossible. It's just not compatible. He's so holy. He's so powerful.We are like the drop of water in the house of fire. It's like we're gone, we're dead.
就是我们当我们在这一个权有权柄并且圣洁的神面前的时候，我们就像一滴水，一个水在这个火里面，马上就没了，会消失掉。
How do you face this God?
我们怎么样该怎么样去面对这样的一个上帝呢
？The holy, powerful, sovereign Creator. How do you face him?
我们他是一个圣洁的，然后有能力的，并且他是有权柄的，一个神。我们到底要怎么样去面对他
？Killing all the animals？
我们继续杀牲畜吗
？Yes, the animals. God asked them to just send sacrifice for atonement for your sin.
当然，这些动物就是我们赎罪的一些赎价。
What about Tuesday？I sent the sacrifice on Monday. What about Tuesday? What about the rest of the year? I'm still singing. We kill, then we sin. We kill, then we sin, and we kill. Listen, it's like no ending, circling argument.
我们周一献祭，那周二怎么办？那这一周怎么办？我们每天发现都不断的需要去献祭，这一每天都是这个样子。
The law, the priesthood, the sacrifice, it's insufficient.Because it would not be able to ultimately atone for our sin. It would not give up a life. It would not be able to clear our conscience. It would not really get us access to God. It would not.
就像这些法律法上所说的这些献祭呢，它并不能够完全的让我们能够回到神的面前，因为对。
So the insufficiency of the old Levitical priesthood is basically like this.It does not atone. It does not give life. It will not clear your consciousness. It will not grant your access to the Lord.
所以在这个不完全的这个献祭里面，就是说它不能够赎罪，不能够让我们就是没有任何的罪疚，它也不能够让我们回到上帝的完全回到上帝的面前。
Until John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
直到这个约翰施洗约翰讲到说，看到神的羔羊，赎去世人的罪孽。
Because he is the ultimate Lamb of God.
因为他是神最终的一个赎价。
At 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the ninth hour, when Jesus on the cross cried a loud voice, "It is finished," and gave up his soul, that's when the curtain between God and the human beings torn apart from bottom down.
在耶稣基督钉十字架，在那些几个小时里面，直到他说这已经成了，圣殿的幔子就开了。这个时候是我们可以开始有了这样的时间。
That's when the sacrifice is finally made to God, because Son of God is God.
这个就是神所悦纳的一个祭物，因为上帝的儿子他就是神。
In Hebrews 2:15, I believe, and offer the propitiation.For all human beings,
他为我们所有的人代赎。
And not only that, give the atonement, he gave us a life because he lost his own life, so that the promise that we are going to have a new life in him.
他也给我们应许说他会给我们新的生命，因为他失去了他的生命，让我们可以得生命。
And the conscience is clear.
所以我们的罪疚是被清算了。
Once for all, our issues are covered. The sin issues are covered. Eternity's issues covered.
他一次的献祭，我们所有包括在永恒里面的罪已经被遮盖了。
And we are granted the full access to God.
我们有一个全部能够和神完全沟通和交流的一个新的生命。
Not because you are holy, not because what you did, but because what he did. The Son of God did this for us.
不是因为我们是圣洁的，而是因为上帝做的，上帝的儿子为我们所做的事情。
You do not have to live under the law. You always want to have the value from other people. Live for other things. Live for this religion. Live for my wife. Live for my kids. Live for the country. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't need to get the value system or the meaning from the praise of other people. Because God's Son died for you and you are valuable in His eyes.
所以我们不再活在这种律法的限制下，我们不再纠结于我们的价值，不再纠结于我们在这个国家或者在我们家庭孩子或者任何人的一些称赞上面，而是在上帝的里面，我们是被上帝所接纳的，我们有了这样的尊荣。
That's the first word, perfection. The second word is verse 16. How is Christ qualified to become the high priesthood? Verse 16.
所以我们讲到了刚刚讲到了完全，但是在第十六节里面我们讲到说，为什么耶稣基督他是能够胜任这一个职位的呢？
So verse 16 it says, who has become a priest, not on the basis of legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the what? The power of an indestructible life.
所以在十六节里面讲的说，他成为祭司并不是照着属肉体的条例，乃是照着无穷之生命的大能。
If you read Old Testament, the requirement to become a high priest is just out of the chart.
如果我们读旧约的话，我们发现成为一个大祭司是一个非常难的一个事情。
It's all external. It's all external. Okay, first of all, you have to be legitimate Jew. Okay, you're Jew. And the second, you have to coming from the Jewish descent. Okay, your dad has to be a priest. Your mom has to be a real Jew. That's the second thing. The third thing is you cannot have a physical defect. I mean, you just can't do that. You can't do this. That's the requirement. I mean, it's not discrimination. That's a requirement from the law. Three things from the law.
所以我们只是看这个成为祭司条例里面有三个事情。第一，你必须是犹太人，并且你必须是父亲是任职祭司的职分，并且你妈妈必须是犹太人的一个情况下，而且你不能有任何身体上任何的缺陷和斑点。
Well, when it comes to the ordination, okay, you are past all the requirement, you become the high priest, and then comes to the ordination. My goodness, you gotta be washed and washed and washed. It's not like you take a shower. It's days and days of wash.
So
you have to be clothed with a certain clothing. You have to be anointed with oil. You have to be marked with the blood. Sign me off. I'm not doing that. Okay, I don't want that. It's just all too much.
你以为这是一个很好的职分吗？而如果看的话，你会不断每天反复的被洗澡，就不断在洗澡，然后你要穿一些特定的衣服，并且你需要被特定的一些香膏给所膏，而且你要被拿一些血在你身上，你这个事情做可能一两天我就不干了。
It's honorable, but it's all external. So that's why the 16 it says, and on the basis of legal requirement concerning the bodily descent. Okay, it's all external.
所以他你看到这是非常的是一个照着属肉体的条例。
But God, Jesus Christ, Jesus, use the word not Christ, Jesus, he became a high priest.On the basis of an indestructible life. So his requirements are within, is all within, is internal, not external.
所以看到耶稣基督他的等次呢，是一个说从一个从一个无穷之生命大本能的里面，他不是一个外在身体外在的一些条例，而是他内在的。
Indestructible life. Let me unpack it for you for a little bit. I just put little points in there.
它是不可以被毁坏的一个条例。
All right, first of all, in the order of Melchizedek, there's no ending, there's no beginning. He's Alpha, he's Omega. Okay, so the first thing, indestructible life is eternal life. He's always there. He's there.
所以不可毁坏的一个条例是什么呢？就是它是没有始没有终，它是从阿尔法，它也是 Omega， 它是从头到尾的。
Let me take a little step back. Okay, in order to become a good advocate.At least you have a couple of things to meet the good advocate requirement, right? The first of all, you need to be competent.
you know what you're talking about. You know, you need to be wise. You need to know how to offer help. You need to be competent. Second, you need to be compassionate. You need to care about your people. Right? You know what's going on in your life. At least you need to find out. The third, you need to be accountable. Whenever they call you, you better pick up the phone. I mean, you're always there to help. So you got the competent, the compassionate, and you have to be accountable.
所以成为这个 advocate 就是一个代表人，有什么样的要求，他需要有能力、有智慧，他知道他自己在做什么、该说什么，并且他有这样的同情心去理解这、了解这个人到底的处境是怎么样。还有一个就是他需要是可靠的，他随时随地，他是一个可以去靠得住的。
Indestructible life have all three components and above and beyond.
不可毁坏的一个生命，永恒的生命，他有这三个条件里面所有的。
He's eternal.
他是永久的。
He doesn't change.
他不变。
He's always there. We're going to come back to that point again. Eternality again.But he's always there. It's not like he's out of a seminary, doesn't know, inexperienced, the pastor kind of thing. He's been like this from the beginning, so he's accountable.
他是不变的，他是从头到尾，他一直就是这样子的。
And he's incarnate. Jesus Christ has been living among us, living as a human. He knows what you have been going through. He knows what do you feel when you're betrayed.He knows how you feel when you're misunderstood. He knows the pain from separating from the loved ones. He's been through, he's been there. So he not only has the compassionate, he has eternity, he's accountable, and he's competent.
所以他，我们看到他在第二个里面，他是有这样同情的。为什么？因为他道成了肉身，住在我们中间。他知道我们的感受，知道我们所经历的。他知道背叛，他知道被抛弃，他也知道这个和爱的人分开是什么样的感受。
Oh my goodness! Every single one of you, no matter what, how old you are, how abundant life you have been living with, you and I, we're going to face death alone.
所以，不管我们在座的每一个人，不管你什么样的情况，我们。最终都会面对独自的面对这样的死亡。
Yes, we are going to be surrounded loved ones around us.
当然，他们会在我们周围。
But we have to face death alone. No one, my wife, my kids, no one can help me face the death because I have to go through it.
我们当然就会有人在我们周围，我们的孩子、家人，但是他们没有一个人可以代替你去真正的经历这个死亡的过程。
Oh, what a good advocate we have in Jesus Christ. That he been there. He faced death.Alone, when he was at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he is at the lowest, the valley of his life, he wanted people to talk to him. His three disciples, they've been sleeping all the time. I mean, he was not even cared for. He was facing death alone in separation from the loved ones from eternity.
So we see Jesus, he faces death. He is alone, he is alone in the lowest valley of life.并且他想要这样他的朋友陪伴他的时候，他最亲近的三个门徒都在那里睡觉。
When you're at the lowest point of your life, you can always call him because he's been there, he's done it.
我们在我们经历生命中最低谷的时候，我们总是可以去找他，因为他真的切实的会体会到我们的感受。
For all who put faith in Christ, death is just a shadow.
所以对这些在基督里面有信心的人呢，死亡只是一个影子。
Psalm 23 says we're going through the shadow of life of death, of the valley of death. It's just a shadow because our Savior, our Advocate, is there for us, has been there, has done that. He can carry us through.
在诗篇二十三章里面说，我虽经过死荫的幽谷，因为我们耶稣基督是一个我们这样的救主的关系呢，我们这些东西只是一个阴影，它不会，成为一个真实的现状。
In other words, he's experientially qualified. He's been through this.
他不只是知道，他是真正的亲自的经过和经历过这样的事情。
Another thing about the indestructible life is he's morally perfect.
并且无可指责，他也是在道德上和有在他的神的律法上是没有办法可以被纠正的。
If you want to go for a surgery, you always want someone who never failed.Surgery, he could die. I mean, operating table. So he's never failed.
所以他是没有失败过的神。
So indestructible life, he became high priest not on the basis of external bodily descent, but on the basis of indestructible life, because he is eternal, and he is experientially qualified because he's been through all the life struggles, and he's morally perfect.
所以他，我们看到他是一个永久永恒的生命，并且他也有这样的经历，亲身的经历，最后他是在道德上还有在神的律法上是完美完全的。
If you have an advocate like this, why do you want to go back to your old way of life?
如果我们的基督是这样的一个为我们这样去做代表的，为什么我们还需要去回到我们之前的生命？
Why do you want to abandon him?
为什么我们想要去丢弃他？
Why don't you want to read your Bible and pray to him, meditate on his words?
为什么我们面对这样的一个主，我们不愿意去花时间去读？
Why do you want to waste your time on the video games, all this crazy temporary stuff?
为什么我们花这个时间在这些游戏上呢？
We have an advocate.
我们有这样的一个救主。
That's the second point.
这是我第二个要讲的。That's
the sufficiency of his priesthood.
他是全备的祭司。
That's not all. Verse 20 to 28, the superiority of his priesthood.
我们再往下看说他是一个超越的祭司。
So if you read verse 20 to 28, the author gives three reasons why he's superior.
我们如果读20到28节里面，他给了我们一些理由，他为什么是超越的。
The first thing is in the old.
第一个是他启示了。
When I see the verse, oh, why does really God need to swear an oath?
我们想说上帝他真的需要去对我们启示吗？
Did the Bible say when he says it settles, right? I mean, when he uses the word to create the heaven and earth, for God's sake, why did he need to swear it off?
我们圣经里面不说他是一个说有就有命立就用立的神，为什么他需要去对一个事情去启示呢？
Because it's for the sake of our weakness, he swore an oath, telling us, give us the double assurance that he is make that happen.
是为着我们这些人的缘故，他为我们去起这样事，让我们去有一个非常。 就是一个信心，就是说他已经甚至愿意为这个事情去起誓。He
took an oath, and verse 22, that's the result of the oath.
在22节里面就讲到说这个起誓的结果是这样。
Of course, he quotes Psalm 111, 110.
当然，在前面我们看到诗篇，他有引用诗篇110篇的内容。
The Lord is one and will not change his mind. You are the priest forever. Okay, that's the oath God took.
主启示了，绝不后悔，你是永远的祭司，这是神的启示。
The result is verse 22. This makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant.
在这个时之后呢，既然启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。Jesus
is the guarantor of a better covenant. What did Jesus do?
耶稣基督他成为更美之约的中保，他做了什么呢？
Did he snap a finger?
他打了响指吗？
I'm gonna save your life, you know, you gonna be good.
他是
No, he died.
他不只是打响指。
He shed his blood. He used his blood to seal the covenant, not the animal's blood, because you have to repeat all the sacrifice days in and days out. But he basically used his blood to seal the covenant. That's why he's a guarantor of a better covenant.
耶稣基督他 他不只不是就是说打个响指就让这个事情成就，而是他为我们死，甚至流血，用他的血去在这个起的事上盖了印，把这个给结束了。He
came in, he's incarnate, he became a human being, he died on the cross, he atoned for our sin, and he went back to heaven. That's what he did. So if you take a look at the life of Jesus and what they did, God swore the oath. I'm going to make it high priest, and look at what Jesus did. He's the guarantor of a better, a perfect covenant.
所以在耶稣基督他道成肉身为我们死了，并且复活了升天之后呢，而且神说我要为这个事情去起誓，去作为祭司，然后耶稣基督又做了这些事情。
One advice for you. I know you will if you are going through some dark time in your life. I don't know what they are. What they look like, something.
我们每个人肯定都会经历一些黑暗的时候。
Your health might be compromised, your wealth may be compromised, maybe you have relation problems, maybe you are uncertain about the future, maybe you're facing death, I don't know.
可能是我们的健康，可能是我们的家产，可能是我们一些经历，我们对未来的担心，我不知道你们在经历什么。
Of course, we are thinking about getting another job, going to school, and we'll figure things out, try to figure things out.
我们试着去解释或者找到我们生命中该做些什么，我们找一个新的工作，找一个新的学校。
Some people going through some midlife crisis and want a new car, new wife, and new house, and new whatever. It won't work.
所以当可能有些人经历中年危机，啊，要新的家庭、新的太太、新的这些东西都不会帮助他达到他要的东西。The
Hebrew author reminds us to go back to Christ. Think about what Jesus did for you.
希伯来书的作者让我们说，我们要回到基督那里，我们想想基督为我们做了什么。
He's not only sufficient, he's superior.
他不只
superior over your old way of life.
他不只是全备的，他甚至是超越的，他超越我们过往所有的生活。Okay,
the second thing in verse 20 to 28 is he's permanent.
在第二个就是20到28节里面讲到，他是一个永久的、永恒的。Verse
24-25, he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever.
他永久长存的祭司的职位，因为他一直是在做这样的事情。And
consequently, he is able to save. To the utmost,
所以他可以去面对这个上帝。So
the priesthood of Christ is superior because he's permanent. He's not just comes and go. You know, there the historian Josephus, he listed the number of high priests in the whole history of Jewish people. That's like 87 of them, but he is definitely underestimated them. Some people say it is 300.
所以在这里面，我们看到说耶稣基督他为什么超越？因为他永久长存。在一个史学家约 Josephus 他讲，他有做一个大概的调查，说从以色列到底有多少个大祭司，他调查有87个，但有其他人说可能有300多个。But
there's only one. He is the one. He's gonna be there forever. It's called eternality or permanently. He's always there, and it doesn't change his qualifications. He doesn't need to go to the continued medical education. He does not need all that. He's there.
他和这些人相比，他是一个永久的，他就是这一个，而且他不需要经历一些重新像我们更新我们的执照啊，去继续我们的学习，他不需要这些东西。
So consequently, he can save to the uttermost anyone. Whatever you have done, I don't know how you've killed people or whatever, because he's permanent. He can save to the uttermost.
所以不管你在什么样的处境下，因为他这样的关系呢，我们他可以拯救我们，并且，他也是有这样的能力。Some
kind of advocate is only qualified as good at for something, only something, certain people or something. But our priest, because he's permanent, he can save everyone.
我们在生活中不同的代表人，他只有他自己专属的领域，但是我们的基督，他是在任何一个领域，任何一个人。
Because he's capable.
因为他有这样的能力。
How do you know you are in Christ? That's the second point. How do you know you are actually, you are Christian and keeping your faith in Christ? How does that work?
我们怎么知道我们在基督里？我们怎么知道我们的信心是否在基督里？这到底是怎么样运作的？
Verse 25.
在25节,
Consequently, is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since, because he always lives to make intercession for them. We are Christians, not because I'm strong. We are Christians because he is praying for me.
所以在25节里讲到说，凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。 因为他是长久活着的，替他们祈求。我们成为基督徒，不是因为我是有多强壮，我多好，多好，而是他一直在为我们代求。My
goodness, I don't know. When you're alone, you're facing yourself. You really, really hope someone who understands you can talk to you and pray for you.
当我们面对生命中自己独自的这个时候呢，我们很希望有个人理解我们，并且为我们这样去做代求。
Do you have someone like that? Don't tell me your husband knows you better, your kids know you better, your mom knows them. No, 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 no. The one who created you, one who died for you, knows you the most. And not only that, he not only saves you, he's praying for you.
所以当我们面对这样的处境，你会讲说，哎，我的孩子，我的先生，我的丈夫，我的妈妈，我的爸爸会更了解我们。你千万在面对基督的时候不要这样去讲，因为他造了我们，为我们去死，他是最了解我们，最认识我们的人。
I'm a pastor, I pray all the time.
我是一个牧师，我经常会祷告。
I see the faces over here.
我看到在座的这些面孔。
I pray for most of you. Some people I don't know.
我为我认识的大多数的人在做祷告。
My intercession is absolutely imperfect because I don't know you.
我为你们的祷告还是不够的，因为我并不完全的认识你，不像基督一样。
Oh, brothers and sisters, the one who draw near to God, you know that someone as your advocate is praying for you, and you are here today.To listen to the word of God, not because you are faithful, it's because He's doing it for you.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们知道这你怎么知道你是和基督近的？是你知道在神面前，基督是在不断的为你在做代求的。因为这样的关系，我们可以来到他面前。
So His priesthood is superior because God made an oath, because He's permanent. From that, you have a total salvation.You have total intercession.
所以我们在讲上帝的基督是超越的，因为他是永存的，而且他为这个他所做的事情起誓，并且他也是在不断的为我们在做一个代求祈祷的工作。
We're not done yet. So verse 26 to 28, it shows the person of Christ.
在第二十六到二十八节里面，他让我们看到耶稣基督的人的一部分。
Verse 26 is the one it touches me the most. It was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest. It's just reasonable. It's just it makes a lot of sense. It's fitting. It's indeed fitting for him to be my high priest. Because of what? And the following verses. Because he's holy, he's innocent.Unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens, he also no need, like those priests, and offer sacrifice for themselves, at first of his own sins, and then for those of the people. Since he did this once for all when he offered up himself, for the law appoints man in the weakness and high priest, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints the Son, who has been made perfect forever. So he basically, the three verses shows who Jesus is, the personhood.Of Jesus Christ.
所以在这里面，当我看到这个经文的时候，我时常会有这样的感动，因为像他，像我们，如果对我们自己的认识，我们看到像耶稣基督这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，是真的是能够拯救我们的。他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司。但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远。
Oh, brothers and sisters, meditate on these words.
弟兄姐妹，花些时间在这个经文上。
You have a great advocate.
我们有最好的一个代求和辩护的一个人。
He's there.
他在那里。
He's competent.
他有能力。
He's compassionate.
并且他有这样的怜悯。
He's accountable.
并且他有这样的可靠
forever,
并且他有无限的时间
Who else do you want?
我们还想要什么样的 救主呢
Come to read this word Respond to his call Stay in faith Ask for him Face yourself Be real to yourself Repentant
我们要对神有这样的回应，并且保持对他的信心，回到他的里面，并且向他去悔改并认罪。
Let's spend some time.
我们花些时间来到他面前。
Let's bow our heads.
我们把头低下。
Let's meditate on the words.
我们花些时间静想。
Oh, Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父,
it's unimaginable that you gave us your son.
你把你的儿子这样给我们,是我们无法想象的。
To not only die for our sins so that we can go to heaven, he is our permanent, compassionate, competent, accountable, eternal advocate.
他不只是来让我们可以来到天堂,而是永远的,他是这样的一个主,让我们可以能够接近他。
Heavenly Father, thank you for what have you done.
神啊,我们为你所做的,要向你献上感恩。
We are so unworthy.
我们是不配的。
Oh, when Jesus met Paul, he's saying that it is hard to kick the goat.
我们看到耶稣遇到保罗的时候，对他说用脚踢刺是不好。
We are still struggling with our own strength, do our own way. We are trying to go back to our old way of old ways of life. Lord, call us out of darkness.
神啊，我们用我们试着去依靠我们自己的能力，并且我们试着去回到我们自己原来的生活中。主啊，求你能够让我们从这种黑暗中出来。Because
the Son is sufficient and superior.
因为你的儿子是足够全备，并且他超越一切的。Oh,
may the grace of God send upon us.
神啊，愿你的恩典能够临到我们。May
this church be the one who can reflect the glory of God by staying in faith.
愿这个教会能够响应回应你的荣耀，彰显你的荣耀，让我们可以在你的里面有信心。
Challenge us, Lord.
挑战我们。
Redeem us.
救赎我们。
Save us.
也拯救我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.